Hi, I'm Deborah Lindad, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It's Wednesday, October 8th, 2014, and it's a beautiful day in Clearwater, Florida. Oh my God, we're coming into our autumn and our winter where it's not humid and the days are beautiful. And I was just out working in my garden. I was clearing out my beds so that I could plant because we grow over the winter. And it's just, it was just beautiful. It was just exactly the right temperature. It's the reason people live in Florida is the weather like today. And it was just great. My guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's a registered pharmacist who prefers to dispense medicinal plants instead of drugs. And she really knows what she's doing. Today we're going to be talking about calcium. And what types of calcium. We're going to be talking about osteoporosis, bone loss, all those kinds of things. But before we do that, we're going to talk about me for a minute. Hi, Pamela.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Thank you. Actually, I wanted to say that I have Pamela on every other Wednesday because she has so much information and so many different things that we can talk about. And you can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and see the list of links to her past shows every other Wednesday. So it's today, so it's going to be 2 weeks and 4 weeks and 6 weeks and 8 weeks. And we're just going to continue to talk about how we can be healthy by using natural supplements instead of drugs. I want to say right off so I don't forget also that the difference between taking drugs and taking the supplements from Pamela is that drugs might control your symptoms, but they're not healing your body. And the kinds of things that she gives me and her other clients are things like homeopathic remedies and different things. She'll tell you us about it. But they're actually healing my body. And I can tell that they're healing my body because I think last time we were together, I was talking about how I was sleeping better because I was taking passion flower. And what's happened in the last couple of weeks, maybe the last week, is that one night I just fell asleep and I forgot before I even thought to take the passion flower, and I slept through the night and I thought, okay, the next night, let's just see if I can just fall asleep. And for the past week, I'm somebody who had trouble sleeping, but for the past week, doing all the things that Pamela's been telling you to for what's it been, like 2 months or something?
Yeah.
This past week, I have fallen asleep on my own every night and slept for, well, the last three nights I've been sleeping 8.5 hours. So
that's
this
great.
Is
great.
Yeah, all by myself without taking any kind of supplement or anything. And so it just changes are going on in my body. And what I'm most excited about, aside from feeling so much better, is that people are noticing that I look different. I've been getting compliments about that I look prettier and younger. And
how wonderful is that?
It's really wonderful.
You deserve it.
Thank you. Thank you. They're saying, what are you doing? You look so pretty.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? Your body's healing. The things before, when we were looking back at your blood work for 8 years, and you've been going to the regular physician, and you weren't getting better, and the number, I told you, I pointed out, the numbers didn't change in 8 years. I'm like, this is crazy. We need to get you better so that you don't need to be on any medicine ever.
Yeah. Yeah. And so now, and the other thing is like, so I've been off my insulin. So it's been a month or something that I've been off my insulin. And my blood sugar is the same and even better than it was when I was taking insulin. And I'm not taking any other kind of, metformin or glucophage or any of those things. I'm only taking what Pamela is giving me. And it's making a huge difference. And these are all natural substances. So today,
yeah, homeopathy heals the beta cells of the pancreas. And it's happening for you. And that's why your sugars are coming down and you're feeling better, because the insulin doesn't actually approach the beta cell.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I can tell that healing is going on in my body, and my clothes just keep getting looser, and I don't have to be so strict about what I'm eating. This is really a huge thing, because it used to be that I would choose foods that I was eating. Well, not that we shouldn't do this, but I had to be very strict about what I was going to eat, because if I ate one wrong thing, I would really pay for it about having a lot of symptoms. And And now, if I want to eat, you know, a potato or something, I can eat a potato and nothing happens.
Yeah.
Nothing happens.
And the homeopathy is balancing your body and your meridians. Yes, it's really wonderful. I am so happy for you. I really am.
Yes, thank you. I'm happy for me, too. And it's not that I want to eat potatoes every day, but I can eat a potato. Is that
right.
Okay? Never again have potatoes. And what it's done is it has opened, it's starting to open the list of foods that I can eat. And yeah. And so it's giving me more nutrition and more options. Like I couldn't eat broccoli. I haven't tried to eat broccoli yet, but I couldn't eat broccoli. I mean, something as a whole real food like broccoli, I couldn't eat. Or a potato, you know, and now I can eat a potato.
The cell signaling your body is much more effective now. We've cleaned a lot of this stuff out. So what's going to happen is it's just going to be an upward process.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. I'm enjoying it.
I'm just so happy. I love what I do and the chemistry background that I possess and what I prescribe for people and what regimens I decide to write out for them. And you know, it's a simple thing. You're not on a million things.
No, I'm not on a million things. It's affordable. It costs less than standard medical treatment, a lot less than standard medical treatment, and I'm getting better. I'm actually getting better.
Efficacy is my 100% point.
It is, and she said this to me many times. I've heard her say that she really is results-oriented and she's using supplements that are tried and true that she's used on many people that she sees these results over and over again. And so I just right up front, I want to say that if you're having some health concerns, if you're on any kind of prescription or over the counter drug that, and you would like to not be on that drug, if your family or friends or coworkers are having problems and they're on drugs that are just controlling their symptoms and maybe not even controlling their symptoms, and they want to get off of them, then all you need to do is just call Pamela because it's a free consultation. You can call her. She will talk to you on the phone, and she will tell you what to take. And you can just buy them from her. It's affordable. So give your phone number because I can't recommend you highly enough.
Yes, if you can call me, and I'll be glad to talk to you on the telephone and go over everything and mail some things out to you if you don't live here in the Clearwater area. And the number here at Botanical Resource Pharmacy is 727-442-4955.
And we'll give that number throughout the show. You really just want to call her up. You could go to her website, but you really want to call her up.
Yes, please. So, I would be honored and I would love to help you and your family.
She would, really. I talk to her all the time. And she really, I mean, she's here to help. She is here to help. So today we're going to talk about calcium, osteoporosis, bone loss, all those kinds of things. And we're going to be coming up on the break in about a minute and a half. So let's just get started. And where do you want to start?
Well, I'll just talk a little bit about calcium. We know, most people know what calcium is, where it's found. It's an element, chemical element. It's in a lot of foods. It makes up our bones and teeth. Most people think of calcium. They're concerned about osteoporosis and osteopenia and preventing these problems. But really, it works also for muscle contraction and other things too. So there's calcium channels in the muscles that control contraction. So it's actually really ubiquitous. It's everywhere in the body.
Okay,
so
good.
What I wanted to talk about today with the calcium is that we're going to talk about some of the myths of calcium deficiency and what really is going on in the United States as far as are we really deficient in calcium.
Well, Go ahead and start, and I'm going to interrupt you when we need to go to break.
Okay, very good. So we know that the calcium is necessary for bone mineralization and for the teeth, and most people focus on that. But what we're going to talk about is there really a calcium deficiency in the United States? Okay, so this is what we see. We see all these commercials, don't take your calcium, take your calcium plus D. And what we're finding is that this is more opinion, but it's also being substantiated by clinical documentation in the Library of Medicine. If we look, do you really think, if you look around, that everybody's deficient in calcium? You know, here in America, we all eat pretty well, and everything's fortified if you're eating even processed food. So the notion that everyone's calcium deficient maybe is wrong.
Oh, now we have to go. So we'll take our break, and we'll come back and hear all about calcium. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. My guest today is Pamela Seafeld. She's a registered pharmacist who dispenses medicinal plants instead of drugs. And we'll be right back to hear more about calcium.
dispense medicinal plants, and we're talking about calcium. Just go on from where you were, Pamela.
Okay, very good. So calcium is important to take. It's important to have in your food and in your diet, and also as a supplement if need be. But I'm going to explain to you about what's really happening as far as this whole notion about everyone needs to take lots of calcium, okay? You look around, and how many women are following their doctor's recommendations to take calcium and D every day? And I see this a lot with my clients. They consistently do that, and if they don't do an adjustment in pH, and I'm going to explain what that is, what happens is it really doesn't work, right? So all these women running around taking all this calcium and D, and if we don't make it go and facilitate it going into the bones, what happens is they're taking the supplement, but they're finding this. A lot of these women that are taking so much calcium, they're actually ending up with atherosclerosis, because the excess calcium is not really going into the bones. It's actually clogging the arteries, which is not what we want, right?
Right.
So we have to think, okay, we have to kind of direct things into the body, and that's kind of what I do. Like when we're talking about certain supplements I give people in homeopathics, sometimes I'll use even a circulatory enhancer to enhance the circulation in a certain area of the body to bring a particular product there. So it's all about understanding your body and where things go. Calcium is a buffer in the bloodstream. Okay, so if you eat a lot of meat, a lot of animal products, things that are acidic, we talk about acidic and basic, right? Mm-hmm. If your diet is basically mostly acidic foods and you're not doing some kind of a pH adjuster, it can be as simple as taking a pinch of baking soda and putting it in water every day. Mm-hmm. I usually don't recommend that for people because a lot of people have hypertension and other things, and it's not a real accurate way of doing things. I use a product called Alkalife quite a bit, but there's a lot of different pH adjusters. I tried about four different ones myself until I kind of settled on that one. That one has a lot of clinical data behind it. But when you take a pH adjuster and you make your body more alkaline, it takes the calcium you take either in the supplement or in food and moves it into the bones. So I can always tell when someone comes to me and I'm looking at their CMP, which is their complete metabolic profile. It's all the electrolytes of their body. And they come with the blood work, and I look at it, and I'm like, your calcium level's 10. It's really high. Are you eating mostly only meat? And they're like, yes, I'm on an Atkins diet. And you can always tell what people are eating by their blood work. I think that's amazing.
That is amazing.
I'm spot on every time. So I tell them, like, look, I'm okay with that, and I don't tell people what to eat. I think you have to eat what you really want to eat, and your body's going to tell you what it needs. But if you don't do a pH adjuster, these types of individuals that are eating lots of protein shakes, lots of chicken breast, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Protein's very, very important. But if they're not doing a pH adjustment at the same time, they're really going to end up with brittle bones and osteopenia and osteoporosis, regardless if they take calcium or not.
That's very interesting. One of the things that I want to say right here, because you've just been talking about directing things correctly in the body.
Yes.
One of the things that I find so valuable about working with Pamela, and I'm so fortunate to have her right here in Clearwater where I live, is that she really understands how things occur in the body and how the body works. And so it's not just about, say, reading an article and saying, or hearing on the news that you need to take more calcium. She really knows, like, what is needed to make the supplements actually get where they're supposed to be, and how much you need to take, and what you need to take with something. And sometimes there's even foods or whatever, or the way you take it. And she knows all these things. She has so much experience that when you follow her recommendations, you're actually going to get a result. And so it's not about whether you take calcium or not take calcium. It's, do you need the calcium? What type are you taking? What are you taking with it? How are you taking it? And that's where her expertise comes in. So it's not just about, you know, she sells supplements and so do a million other people. She's got a way of understanding from her medical background and experience. I'm not sure medical is the right word. Pharmacist background and experience. Right. It's like a pharmacist is looking at dose and what's the right drug and all those kinds of things. And she's been trained in that. And she brings that to the use of natural supplements. Did I get that right?
Yeah. No, you're very articulate, and you understand it, because now that we've been working together, you realize that really the things that I tell people, it's true, you're not going to read that in an article. And I can't tell you enough times that I even have medical practitioners that are interested in doing natural health. and they're like, well, give me some articles to read in that so I can learn this. And it's not always about that. You have to really do a broad variety of reading. I'm kind of like at the top of the food chain now. I've read so much, and I spend like 3 hours a day reading that, and I go through the medical literature every day that I already know kind of what's going on. But understanding how cells signal, and even understanding that there's even, we're talking calcium, there's a calcium sensing receptor. They're all through the body.
Wow.
And these receptors affect weight. They affect muscle contractility. They affect whether the calcium is going into the bones or into the teeth or not. It's really amazing that you have to understand that things are on a cellular level, and there's really no big blanket statement like, okay, let me hand you an article, and all of a sudden you're going to be an expert on a particular supplement or product. It just doesn't work that way. It's a collaboration of lots of understanding and reading and knowing how the body works.
Yes, and I see that in your work. I absolutely see that in your work. I just want to tell our listeners that a couple of weeks ago, I went to the doctor, my medical doctor, who had given me insulin. And I said, I'm not taking my insulin anymore. And he said, what are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm taking these homeopathic remedies. And he said, where did you get those? I said, oh, from Pamela Seefeld. And he said, oh, okay, just do what she tells you to do. This is my MD doctor.
yeah, because he knows. He knows I know what I'm doing. And the product I gave you, that's not at the health food store. I mean, there are homeopathic products that they only want sold from pharmacists and doctors. And the things that I give people, I really respect people's time and money. I want them to have to pay a minimal amount of money to get a maximum amount of outcome. And it's really about picking the right things that you know are going to work. And some of these OTC doses, they're not going to help somebody in your situation. So we need to give you something that actually is formulated by medical doctors.
Yeah, and there's a whole, most people I think don't know this because I've been in this field for years and years and I didn't know this, but there's like a whole other level of natural products that exist for professionals to give under supervision that are not in the natural food store or anywhere. You can't go buy them in a store. You have to buy them from somebody who's trained to use them. And,
correct.
And they're so much more effective. And that's why it's so worth it to work with somebody like Pamela, specifically Pamela. I don't know I've never met anyone else like Pamela. She just has a unique set of abilities and a unique set of products that you can't just go to the store and buy. So, we're going to go to the break and then we'll come back and talk more about calcium. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. And when we come back, we'll talk more about calcium. Bye. Oh, bye. This is not the end of the show. We'll be back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. And we're talking about things that you can do instead of taking drugs by using natural things, natural plants. And you know, I'm always saying medicinal plants, but I know that, and we've talked about this on the show, about that you're a big fan of fish oils. I don't want to get off on talking about fish oils, but what's the proper thing to say that's the encompassing terminology for what?
I'm a natural product pharmacist. How is that?
Natural products pharmacist. I'm going to write that down. I like that.
Yes, natural product pharmacist. That's when I go to medical meetings and I speak, that's I go pharmacognosy consultant, which is plant medicine, but I usually say natural product pharmacist, and then they understand, okay, we're not using regular pharmaceuticals and legend drugs. We're using drugs derived from plants, and the interesting part is that when you think about it, these things work like medicines, and they have similar activity and similar receptors, except that they're not prescription and they're not having all the side effects too. So that's what it's all about, is safety, efficacy, and outcome.
And also the word pharmacognosy, it's pharma is drug, and then cog has to do with information and intelligence. And so I like to think of these natural substances that Pamela is using as intelligent drugs, because it has the intelligence of nature in it. They come from living things, that they're not synthesized. Well,
definitely. And they're incorporated into the body in a better manner too.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Okay, good. Let's go on with calcium.
Right. Okay, good. So I was talking about my perception and what's being substantiated now is that, you know, calcium, it's not really a deficiency so much. Sure, there are going to be patients that are deficient. Maybe their diet's very poor. But most people are taking calcium either in supplements or they're getting in their food, and we know that dark leafy greens have a lot of calcium. Kale's very high in calcium. Spinach, very high in calcium. And, of course, dairy. A lot of people eat a lot of dairy, and that's very high in calcium. That's why we give, like, little kids milk and so forth. But we need to think about, you know, bone mineralization, and let's give some different examples of some situations. Say you're really at risk for osteopenia. Say you have osteopenia in your family. Your mother had really bad osteoporosis. She's leaning over. She can't walk very well. She's had some vertebral compression, which, you know, can happen because the discs, you know, the mineralization in the bones in the back is affected. So, you know, what are some things we can do to prevent against bone loss? Because I'm telling people not to take calcium. I'm saying that if you're going to take calcium, whether it's in food or supplements, you really need to shift it into the bones if you're eating animal products. Okay, so that's the first situation. So sometimes people, and this is one example that I use, sometimes people get what's called a bone exostosis, okay? And what that is an outpocketing of bone, like a bone spur. And, mm-hmm. and we see this with people that, you know, runners get plantar fasciitis, and sometimes people get them in their shoulders. I see quite a lot of that. And there's some interesting things that you can do. So if you're taking tons of calcium, it can actually exacerbate or make that worse because you have to direct where you want the calcium deposited, right? Not yeah. to a spur. You want it deposited into the big bone, okay? So what I normally recommend, if you're taking calcium and D, there's a few simple things you can do. You can incorporate something called Ipraflavone. And Ipraflavone is an isoflavone derivative that actually was shown to stop bone loss. And what it does is it stops the cells that tend to like to chew up bone and throw calcium back out into the bloodstream. It tends to stop that activity. So that's a good, easy trick. Ipraflavone is available in a health food store. I use a product called RX Bone that's got calcium, it's got D, and it's got Ipraflavone in it. So that's one thing you can do. Say you have a bone spur and you're concerned because it's hurting, your joint is sore in one particular area, and they see a spur and they're telling you that they want to do surgery or, you know, don't run anymore. It's impeding your activities, correct?
Yeah.
So what do we do? And this is pretty interesting. There are homeopathic products that have a element in there called Hecla lava. And Hecla lava is from a very specific volcano in Iceland. And what they found is the animals that graze on this particular volcano have bony exostoses and spurs all over their body. If we know that in homeopathy, like treats like, kind of like a vaccine. Mm-hmm. So they put Hecla lava in certain medical products that are homeopathic, and you can actually dissolve out the spur or the bone exostosis, maybe even in your hands if you have rheumatoid arthritis and the joints are starting to get swollen and big. You can dissolve out the spurs, but at the same time build bone mass in other areas that are neglected.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, and it works very, very well.
So those spurs are just kind of misdirected calcium?
Both.
Wow.
Because I've seen this where, you know, the foot problem is pretty common because a lot of people like to run, and so you see this, and it's very debilitating because people that run, they're diehard about it, and they don't want to stop running, and they'll run even with the pain, but it's not good because, you know, it's obviously causing damage. Shoulders as well, and I've seen even some people where they had exostoses in the spine, and it was causing a lot of back pain, and this actually will dissolve it out. So Hecla lava is a great little component in products that can go and direct and help for bony spurs. Also, too, bony exostoses in feet. Sometimes people that have trouble with their feet and they have bunions, but there's actually bone underneath there, I use those to dissolve out that.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
You have so many really interesting things that I've never even heard of.
Yeah. These are very, very important aspects to taking supplementation because you have to look at the whole body. If I see someone's hands and they're having lots of exostosis of calcium, and then they come in and they're taking calcium up the wazoo, I'm like, look, you're making the bones worse there. Because what's happening is the body, due to inflammation, is misdirecting where the calcium's going. And the new studies are showing that, you know, you probably have read this about calcium's related to obesity. If your calcium level's too low and it's not being utilized in the body, it can actually affect your weight. And they're thinking it's associated with inflammation in the body. It's misdirecting the calcium. And it makes sense, right? Because when people have really bad inflammation, look at their hands. They're all deformed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what's happening. The calcium, because of the inflammation, the calcium sensors are not working correctly. And as a result of it, the calcium is being deposited in the joints and the hands and not in the big bone.
Wow. Just wow.
So this is about understanding and saying, okay, what do we need to do? If I see someone's hands that have problems, they're taking calcium. I'm like, look, we need to redirect out of the bones in your hands and in the joints, and we need to direct it to your back and your large bones. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit too about the medicines that they give people for these problems. Okay. So say you have osteopenia and you want to prevent it. I told you about the Ipraflavone. I told you about the products with Hecla Lava. There's a product I use a lot of times called Osteobios, which actually builds bone density. And if you do pH adjustment, that can pretty much reverse where the osteopenia, osteoporosis is taking place, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the medicines that they use, if you go to the doctor, they use a drug class called bisphosphonates. And like some of the drugs are called like Actonel and Fosamax. And if you watch any of the TV ads, they're talking about all these lawsuits and so forth that are associated with that. Because what happens is when you take those medicines, they only build the bone around the bone itself. The inside is still hollow. Yes.
On that note, we're going to go to break, and we'll talk about this more when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's a natural product pharmacist.
Yay.
And Pamela, why don't you give your phone number? Because remember, you can call her for a free consultation, and she will help choose the correct supplements for you at the right dose for what's going on at your body. What's your phone number?
727-442-4955.
Great. We'll be right back. And my guest today is Pamela Seefeld. She's a natural product pharmacist. And before we go on, because I know we could talk for hours. I know you have so much information about this. But
yeah.
I want to ask a question that I want to make sure I get this in because we're on our last segment now. It goes by so fast. Why calcium and vitamin D?
That's a good question. So calcium, to be incorporated into the bone, there are D receptors all over the body. And these two things are needed at the same time to build the bone density. So if you're just having calcium and you don't have any D in your body, and here in Florida, I mean, we're out in the sun a lot, but most people in the rest of the country probably don't see the sun as frequently as we do. So D is important. Now, here's another good question. Why do they always tell you have to take magnesium? Okay. Really, magnesium's not needed to bring calcium into bones and for mineralization so much, but a lot of calcium supplements have magnesium because calcium tends to be very constipating. And magnesium really can prevent that side effect pretty effectively. So a lot of it is tolerance for patients taking it, more so than a physiological reason that the magnesium has to be there. And I tell people, too, magnesium, the only time someone really is going to be low in magnesium, because I work in hospital, too, and we look at people's blood work, and people that come into the hospital a lot of times need to have magnesium infusions because it's low. The only time you're going to see someone with magnesium that's low is if they've been vomiting a lot or they've had a lot of diarrhea. That's the main reasons why. Or they have lots of fluid loss because it's like a fistula in the gut or some leaky gut problem that's actually a real medical problem, like they need a bowel resection or something. So you, really, most people are not going to be necessarily deficient in magnesium, and the magnesium is not necessary for the calcium to go in the bone. What needs the calcium to go into the bone is the pH has to allow calcium to leave the bloodstream and enter into the bones at a more ready pace.
Wow. That's just...
Yeah, that's what's really happening. So we want to change the pH of the body with some alkalizing agents to make the calcium go into the bones. Otherwise, people taking calcium supplements, they're really not getting the full benefit of the bone density increasing.
That's just so interesting. You say these things, and I, what I think is, oh, that sounds absolutely perfectly right. But yet, it's just so different from what we're hearing in so many other places. While you were talking, I was thinking about things I've read about widespread magnesium deficiency. But you're looking at blood tests every day, and you're
Correct.
Seeing what people's actual deficiencies are.
Correct. And what we see is that if you've had these issues where you've been really, really sick with the flu and you've been vomiting or having diarrhea, magnesium is expected to drop, and those people will have what's called hypomagnesemia, which is low magnesium. And those are the people you have to be concerned about. But magnesium is like a two-edged sword. You can take enough of it, and it's really good for the muscles and for the body. But if you take too much, you're going to end up with diarrhea, and you're going to end up with more fluid loss. So you have to be really careful. Now, I was talking about these drugs that people use. Okay, so
yes.
What's happened is the reason why there's lots of lawsuits, and if you watch any kind of TV, you know, they always think call 1-800-BAD-DRUG or whatever, all these different law firms. And when you're building bone density with these medicines, okay, what's happening is the density is not going into the bone itself. So that's why you're seeing all these lawsuits where people are fracturing their femur. They're fracturing these long bones in their leg, and the reason why is because they have this feeling that, okay, I've been taking this Actonel or this Fosamax, and my bone density is great now, and actually it isn't, because the bone in itself, the outside has more mineralization and is stronger, but the inside's still hollow. So it's really kind of defeating the purpose, and these people are ending up with very painful fractures as a result. So the things I was talking about are some simple, inexpensive solutions. If you're going to take calcium, you're going to take vitamin D, you need to do something that directs the calcium into the bone, pH adjustment, and maybe even some homeopathic products like I was talking about, the ones that have the Hecla lava, because the Hecla lava is going to take calcium away where it's been deposited inappropriately and move it to the bones of the body where it needs to go. And that's what we need to do, is redirect the calcium from food and from supplements.
Good. All right, so let's see. What else do we need to talk about? Should people be taking calcium at all? Is it really necessary, or are we getting? I think you might have covered this earlier, but I just want to make sure we get this point.
So who should be taking calcium? The person that should be taking calcium is a person that has some kind of osteopenia, osteoporosis, or is really at risk, because we know these things kind of, you know, run it. You know, that if your mother had osteopenia and osteoporosis and she was kind of a slight lady, then you're probably going to be at risk for it too. So, and bone loss is nothing to look at as take lightly. And especially even with men, I think men are really not looked at as being possible candidates for bone loss, and they're kind of overlooked a lot of times because we focus so much on women.
Mm-hmm.
But men and women both can end up this way, and men tend to be more meat consumers, and that's when I see these gentlemen come in with their wife, and I'm looking, and I'm like, look, I'm okay if you want to eat meat for every meal, but you have to realize that you're going to end up with very frail bones, and this is something that the regular doctor just never saw. They're not really looking at the calcium level and seeing what's happening with the patient. They're just basically giving the calcium to the lady and not to the man. So calcium is very important. I would say, though, that if you're taking calcium with every single meal and you're not doing a pH adjustment, you're really missing the boat, and it's not going to go into the bones. And so the trick is to have a pH adjustment, have calcium, and D. And remember, D also works a lot for mental health. So the D levels that in the past, you know, they'd say, okay, you know, you're at 20 and that's a good level. But now a lot of the doctors are saying, no, the data is showing you need to be closer to 100. And when you're taking calcium and D, look at your level from your blood draw from the doctor and see where the D is. Most of the times when you're taking 1,000 to 5,000 units a day of D, it takes very long time for it to budge. So I even use like 10,000 units a day for maybe a month or two to try and just get it up there and then retest it, and then we see where the person's at. That's I think some of the biggest failures of the supplementation is that you're taking it but you're not adjusting the pH, and you're eating a lot of animal products, and then you're expecting a certain outcome and it doesn't happen.
Or you're not even taking enough. Like the other day, I have a drawer where I put supplements that I'm no longer taking because I've had at least 6 or 7 years of people telling me different supplements to take, and they say, take this for right now, and then you don't need to take it anymore. So then it goes in the drawer. And interestingly enough, you gave me 10,000 units of vitamin D, 10,000 units in one pill. And I had an old bottle of vitamin D that somebody said, you don't need to take vitamin D anymore. I mean, people that I don't see anymore, I'm talking about here. And I had a bottle that was just like 500 I use. 500.
Right,
I'd have to take the whole bottle, you know.
It's not going to work. I mean, and that's not bad. I'm very much a realist. I've had these women, and I really kind of realized that a long time ago, that you see, the D to be measured in the bloodstream, okay, has to be not sitting on a receptor, okay? There's D receptors in the brain. There's D receptors all over the body. In the past, they used to think, okay, vitamin D, you need it for bone density, but it does a lot of other things, especially like for the immune system, for hormones, all this stuff. So what's happening is the people are taking all this D, and I was noticing they get all excited. They were very, very loyal to it. They were taking that 3,000-4,000 units a day, and they get their blood draw back, and it barely budged. And the reason why is because you need to saturate all of these receptors with D and have those receptors pretty much be occupied before the blood test comes back to show that it's elevated. And it takes a long time to do that because there's so many numerous D receptors in the body. The body's an amazing place, let me tell you. When you start really looking at what's happening, if you think about directing something to where you want it to go, that's the only way you're going to get an outcome. And if people are going to spend money and take supplements and want an outcome, you really deserve to have a positive outcome, right?
Right.
Yeah, so subtherapeutic doses, and I've been a pharmacist, 26 years? I see this through observation and from reading that these people are very disenchanted with taking the supplements when they don't have a result. You really
yes.
You have to target what you want to do.
Well, it's not just disenchantment. It's that the supplements really aren't doing anything because
correct.
They're not strong enough or the person isn't taking enough. And that's really why... I mean, I've been going to people who have been advising me about supplements for, I think it's about 7 or 8 years now. And before that, I would just take something from the health food store. And I'm not saying that those are bad products. I mean, right now I'm taking vitamin C that I buy at my natural food store.
Yep.
And it is it's a whole food organic vitamin C and I just get it there. And my phone is ringing, so I'm going to turn the, there. Okay. So, no, usually I have my ringer off, except that I have a house guest in the other room where the phone rings and you can't hear it. Like, it's still ringing. I can hear it, but you can't hear
it's
it.
Life. These things happen.
And I was missing phone calls because I couldn't hear the door was closed and I couldn't hear that, you know. Anyway, that's what's going on with the phone. But what I wanted to say is, particularly since we only have 1 minute left, that... make sure when you go to the doctor that you ask them to test for things like vitamin D because it's not part of the standard blood test. And and make sure, like I had Pamela give me a list of all the blood tests that would be good that are just standard baseline blood tests. And I took them to my MD and I said, I want this on my blood test. And he wrote it in the request to the lab. Anyway, Pamela, once again, excellent, excellent information. I'm just so excited. Please give your phone number again.
Yes. If anyone has any particular questions about their supplements or medications, please give me a call. I would be really happy to help you. It's 727-442-4955.
Great. And 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks on Wednesday, we're going to have Pamela on again, and you can go to ToxicFreeTalkRadio.com and listen to her past shows. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. Be well.
Thank you.
Thank you.